Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Lee Cantor here with Stone Payton, our producer, Katie Galley, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and so this is going to be a good one.
Hey, this is going to be a lot of fun. Please join me in welcoming back to the Business Radio X microphone our good buddy with Terraform, Mr. Tim O'Connor. How are you, man?
Hey, Stone. I'm great. How you doing?
I am doing well. Excited to have this conversation. Can we just open up a little bit with the mission and purpose of Terraform? What are you and your team out there trying to do for folks?
Sure. The Terraform Group is an Atlanta EOS implementer. We're out of Atlanta, obviously, but we are an EOS implementer. EOS stands for the Entrepreneurial Operating System. So what we do for our clients, usually privately held, they're over $4 million in revenue, and they have at least 10 employees in them, and they have a, you know, which usually means they have a leadership team involved as well. What we've noticed is those leadership teams, as they grow and evolve, they tend to hit the growth ceiling, right? At some point, they just don't grow, and however they measure that, we help them come in and get vision, traction, and healthy within the organization.
Well, isn't there a book or a body of work associated with this that's actually called Traction? Am I pairing two things together that don't go together?
Yep, very good. So yep. Gino Wickman invented the EOS operating system and captured the highlights of it, if you would, in the book Traction, which has been a bestseller now for quite a while. But yeah, so all the entire system, you can... If you're a business owner, you can self-implement EOS within your organization. Just understand.
Is that like self-medicating?
Yeah. Trust me.
WebMD.
It all comes back to rheumatitis or something. I don't know. Whatever that is. But no, the you can do this yourself. But just understand that you are literally practicing on the most important asset that you have, and that's your business. Versus... entrusting that to someone like from the Terraform Group. And we are professional implementers that we get paid for this. And we come in and we implement for you the exact right tools at the exact right time over time.
Now, over the years, you've worked with lots of businesses and lots of leaders. Have you noticed some common traits of leaders?
Yeah, it's interesting. So of the dozens and dozens of leadership teams that we've worked with, and the hundreds of leaders that run those businesses, we see patterns with personalities, with how they're genetically coded, literally, with how they think and operate. And we can split those two primary leaders in an organization into two groups. One is called the integrator. That's typically your chief operating officer, your VP of ops. They're the detail-oriented person. Typically, they're the ones that are the voice of reason, but they get things done, and they focus on executing the business plan, the P&L, and making sure all of the major functions of the company are working harmoniously together. That's their gift. And about 50% of the companies that we work with, there's that that person that is known as the visionary. The term visionary has been widely overused, I think, in the business world, but we have a pretty clear definition of what a visionary is. They literally wake up and have 20 ideas before they have breakfast. Maybe one of them is good for the organization. Maybe. they're really focused on the culture of the organization. They look internally, and that's a big tenet for them. They also are typically responsible for the big relationships in their industry. But they are genetically encoded to be able to see things that others don't, right? It's not just about looking out or further down the road. It's they see opportunities where others miss.
We have a guy like that, and it ain't me. No, I mean, I think, and I've said this before, I think Lee can see around the corner. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think he can see through walls, and he'll pick up on stuff that in retrospect, when he'll turn around and he'll share it with me, like on the backside of a meeting or something. And I can go like, oh yeah, but I didn't see it in the moment, and I would have never seen it. So I think that's pretty descriptive of you.
Fair. I hope it is. Now, is it 50-50?
It's about 50%.
Really?
We'll see both an integrator and a visionary. Sometimes there's a couple different scenarios and makeups with this. So if we just have an integrator, that's fine. They were usually the founder. They had an idea and they capitalized on it and they've been executing on that for a long time. Whenever we have another scenario that is not optimal is when we have the visionary acting as the integrator. Picture that organization. Let's say you have 50 people. Well, all 50 people are now subject to the whims of all 20 ideas that come across, you know, that visionary's plate on a daily basis. So imagine a raft with 50 people in it just going back and forth. You know, that we see that a lot. So a visionary needs an integrator to be in place, a strong one to help execute that plan.
Now, is the EOS methodology a type of tool for the integrator to use?
It's for everyone up and down the organization. If I usually work with a lot of whiteboards. So if I were on a whiteboard, imagine drawing arrows who are, you know, like 10 different arrows who are going in slightly different directions. Some are going in the opposite direction. That represents all of your employees and how they think, the visions that they all have for the where the organization's going and how to get there. Well, that's not a healthy organization. And if the leadership team is like that, as goes the leadership team, so goes the rest of the organization. So what EOS does is we come in, we structure the company first correctly in its ideal state, right? Then we put people in those seats, meaning seats on the bus, Jim Collins. And then once we have that, then we set the next 90 days focus for the entire group, just with the leadership team. So EOS helps get everyone aligned with traction first. Then I come back and help them build a vision for where everybody's going. Once the leadership team is rocking, they're executing in the 90-day world, they know exactly where they're going and exactly how they're going to get there over 1, 3, 10 years. Then we can roll out the rest of the organization so that everyone's lined up to that. That's what EOS does.
And then, so you're finding the conversation you have with a visionary to explain this concept, would it be the same type of conversation you would have with the integrator?
The integrator. Yeah, it's interesting. The commonality and the place that almost every client starts with this is that they realize that they're hitting that growth ceiling. It's more complicated than it should be. They're not getting the traction that they used to back in the day. They're hiring the wrong people and having to fire them almost immediately. We're seeing a lot of turnover. We've seen stagnation with new products being developed or considered. And so that's usually the starting point, right? It's the there's an issue. I just don't know what it is. The conversation with an integrator is different than it would be with a visionary. But I get them all in the room with a 90-minute meeting to begin with and say, look, okay, here's your whole leadership team. Here's what EOS is, how your organization could look after we implement this. Does this sound like something you want to move forward with? Mm-hmm. That's it. That's the whole show.
Sounds like very rewarding work to me. Now, do you find that you are often in a position of recommending that they go get some more better talent? Or do you often find if we just can just reconfigure some things around here, you've got what you need here. We just need to turn the dials a little bit for this new chapter.
Yeah. So that usually comes out, after we structure the organization correctly first with an accountability chart, which shows what everybody...
Oh, there's that word again.
Yeah, the accountability.
Accountability.
The A word.
It always makes me a little nervous.
I don't want any of that on me.
Once you have the accountability chart and everyone's roles mapped out within the organization, there means that there's no hiding spots now, right? And if we have some empty seats, then do we have people on the organization who can fill those seats with those 3 to 5 roles? Do they fit the core values that I've helped our client discover, right? Are they even on the right bus? If they're on the right bus, then we have another tool called Get It, Want It, and Capacity, where we judge everybody. Do they get what they do? Do they get the 3 to 5 roles? Do they want those roles? And do they have the capacity to do those things? If the answer is yes, then they're in the right seat and they're on the right bus. If the answer is no, then that's when I show them a simple tool to help them find another bus.
Yeah, well, no, occasionally you may have to free up their future, right? But I also suspect from time to time, maybe more often than not, you find some real jewels that maybe have been hidden and they're back in over here in this corner behind the tree when we got to get them out front here. This is where they could really serve and be fulfilled. Is that accurate?
Yes, definitely. So there's a handful of abilities that a leadership team must have in order to break through those growth ceilings. One of them is called delegate and elevate to your unique ability. Delegate and elevate. In other words, if you think about three concentric circles on the outs, and this is how you can spend your time. Anyone in an organization can spend their time doing one of these three things. On the outside circle is stuff that you're not good at and you don't like. It's very irritating for you to do these things.
That's a long list.
Yeah. And not only is it irritating to you, it's an irritant to everyone around you, right? That's the secret. Those things, you have to delegate and elevate. Delegate those things away so that you can elevate to your unique ability. Now, if you don't have anyone that you can delegate that to, then you got to get somebody, right? That is what the organization needs you to do, is to focus on that. The other thing about unique ability, I'm sorry, the middle circle is things that you may not necessarily like, but you're good at. Those are usually related to cash flow things. The organization needs you to do that. But it's in that middle circle, that's your unique ability. That is the special thing that you bring to the dance. You know you're working in your unique ability when you hear applause by others when you are doing that, right? Nice job. Hey, boy, you pulled that one off. That's great. Do that. That's what your organization needs you to do more than anything else. So what I've noticed is visionaries in particular, especially the founding visionary of an organization, they started it. It was their idea. They were the chief cook, bottle washer. They did it all, right? They have the hardest time delegating and elevating because either one, they don't have someone. And even when they hire someone, you've probably heard lots of them say, well, I wish you would just let me do this. This is why I'm here. So if they would delegate those things, what they may find is that the things that they're not good at and don't like, those people may be their unique ability that they're delegating to. And that is where the real magic happens with delegate and elevate.
So now when you're doing your work, what's the hardest part for you? Is it identifying these companies of need to have these kind of conversations so you can serve the visionary and the integrator?
Yeah, this whole thing is built around service. And my heart for entrepreneurs is, it runs deep. I've been one for 18, 19 years now, multiple companies. I wake up every day saying, I wish that someone like me had told me what I know now back then. And so that's my mission, is to reach as many people as possible. So yeah, a challenge is identifying and finding those organizations that I described earlier that are hitting that growth ceiling. Know it's too complicated. Know that they have to simplify. They can't predict, right? They don't have a system or structure in place. Yeah, let me help you.
All right. So it wasn't too many weeks ago that we had a conversation that tested a lot of these topics. We're kicking back. And I said, I think you ought to have your own radio show. And you might not have said right then and there, but at some point you said, we ought to have our own radio show. So you guys are going to have your own radio show. You're going to have some of these conversations for the benefit of all.
Yeah.
And we're going to get to tap into the insight and perspective of some of the best visionaries, most effective integrators. This is coming up soon, right?
It is. March 26th, we'll be kicking off our very first episode of the new series called The Pioneer's Path. It's a show dedicated to sharing the stories and the unique perspective of business visionaries. They are genetically coded to think differently. They're, by most standards, they're just strange. And but they're vital. They're vital and often misunderstood. They have probably more scar tissue than anybody in an organization because, you know, pioneers, they're the first ones, but they have arrows in their back.
Right.
Right. I want to interview them. I want them to share their unique perspective, their experience, their story, because somewhere right now, I'm looking across the Atlanta landscape, there are visionaries trapped deep inside the bowels of a company that are just built differently. They're frustrated. They don't, may not even know what a visionary is, and that much less that they are one. And the unique value that they could bring to an organization, whether it's theirs or someone else's, it's astounding. When they, we can put them in place, unlock what they do and that unique ability, amazing things can happen.
Now, for the show, though, you're interviewing visionaries that are running organizations, or can they be people that are running departments in big corporate jobs right now?
My preference would be, again, come back to the entrepreneur, right? That's who I serve. That's who I resonate with. I'm looking for those visionaries who are running companies today, at least $4 million and up, and with 10 or more employees. And I want to tell their story. Here's your platform. Show us the arrows in your back.
And you want them to share kind of the good, the bad, the ugly of what their experience is, so they can help educate maybe that person that is in a corporate job and say, give them the courage to go forth and follow their heart and follow their dream.
Exactly. Exactly right. What do you wish someone had told you 20 years ago? Mm-hmm. Tell that.
And in your opinion, there's hundreds, if not thousands, of stories out there in the Atlanta area to be told.
I think so. Yeah. So how many businesses are in Atlanta that fit that description?
Right.
If my math is right, 50% of them probably have a visionary somewhere inside of that organization.
Well, and what a tremendous gift for the visionary because I think, first of all, I think a lot of people who fit that mold are the type of people who genuinely want to contribute to the community, the profession. They want to share their wisdom. They want to create that legacy. So you're giving them a platform for that, which I think is I think is fantastic. And I'll also, though, say my experience has been when you commit your ideas, your perspective to paper, like in the author of a book, or you get a chance to come on a long form, kind of authentic conversation type platform like this, when that conversation is facilitated by someone of your skill, or I think you and Lee are going to co-host this in the beginning or something, it helps one crystallize their thinking and helps them get even that much better at what they're doing. Would you agree with that? If they get a chance to express themselves, that it crystallizes their thinking.
It definitely. For some weird reason, you guys have allowed me on this show, I think, 4 times now.
Because we like it. We like this topic, and we wanted to find a way to do exactly what we're talking about.
I thought it was because you couldn't change the code on the door, but that's okay. No, but you're exactly right. What I have found in my experience is the very act of quote-unquote preparing for this show literally crystallizes a lot of things in your mind, right, about your business. Especially a visionary. I mean, again, I'm actually a visionary as well. I am bombarded with ideas every day, and to be able to articulate that in a long interview format like this, uninterrupted, I can say whatever I want to say about my business. It's astounding how much clarity you do get around your business just by coming on the show.
So now we're looking for guests for you to help you interview them. The Pioneer's Path, the profile of a guest is a visionary leader of a business with 10 or so employees that's in the Atlanta metro area.
Correct. Correct. If they want to self-qualify themselves before they reach out to me, which I love to talk to them regardless, a visionary, again, has a lot of ideas. They think about their business and they think about other things related to their business constantly. They're focused on the culture of the organization, and they usually have ownership over big relationships within their industry, their biggest clients, and they're usually the face of the company. But yeah, so if those things sound like you, reach out to me.
Okay, so how about for those of us who, we might aspire to some of what you just described, but we try to be self-aware. I'm not sure that integrator applies to me either, because you used words like detail. But in your editorial calendar, not, you may not have the answer for this yet, but down the road a bit, do you envision maybe also having, I don't know, maybe at least a little series where you visit with the integrators, or maybe having an integrator and a visionary? I mean, there's just so much you could do with this show as it unfolds. I know the first kind of wave is you want to get capture those visionary conversations, but you think us wannabe integrators might get a chance to come on there sometime down the road?
Definitely. So the Pioneer's Path is for the visionaries, and I would love to be able just to spit out the cool creative for the integrator show, the series, but no, I can't yet. But yes, it's on the map. I want to interview them as well. How do you grow the skill sets required to harmoniously run an organization and to execute on the business plan? What path did you take through that? Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's a separate series, definitely.
Well, this is going to be fun stuff. So as you're listening to this, whether you're listening live or on demand, as you come across people in your extended network who fit this description, who you think Tim and his team ought to consider featuring on this show, please reach out and get connected with Tim, or reach out to Business Radio X, and we'll make it happen. But this is going to be an exciting series, man.
Thanks, man. Yeah, we're excited. We're so excited.
So if somebody wanted to learn more, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
They can email me, tim@terraformgroup.com. That's TERRAFORM group.com. They can also call me. Please, no after hours calls, but 678-984-0521.
And then on LinkedIn, you're on LinkedIn?
I am. If they go, if they look up Tim O'Connor Terraform Group or Tim O'Connor EOS, they should be able to find me.
Good stuff. Well, thank you so much for being part of the show, and thank you so much for having a radio show on our network.
Thank you very much. We're honored, humbled, and very excited.
All right, this is Lee Cantor for Stone Payton and our producer, Katie Galley. We will see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio.